Hello, welcome. This is Kathleen Pearl, the woman, the wilderness, and the wild one, or the woman in the wilderness. Thank you for joining me. This is a message that's birthed out of a couple of aspects of from the Holy Spirit, of the Divine One. And we'll start our text with Revelation chapter 12. I'm just going to go ahead and read the whole thing, and then we'll take some parts of it and let the Holy Spirit open it up. And there appeared a great wonder, in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. We saw last September 2017 this astronomical event take place over the High Holy Days during Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in 2017. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. All right, this sign is often interpreted as the red dragon. There was the astronomical sign, but also it is the powers of the ruling governments, principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, having 7 heads and 10 horns. These are powers. Heads are different heads or princes, if you will, and 7 crowns upon his heads, and the 10 horns speak of a power. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. So this power, this beast power, is a political powers and governments and rulers that are challenging the woman, who is the church or Israel, to devour her child. And who is this child? As soon as it was born, verse 5, and she brought forth a man child who is to rule all nations. So this is a challenge of rulership. With a rod of iron, this man child rules. And a rod is often not only the discipline of a rod, but the counsel, the lawgiver, line something up, which is what to rule means. You line it up or bring correction. Canon is another word in the Greek for the scriptures. This is the book of the canon of scriptures, the rod, the law, the counsel of Almighty God, the teachings of the Holy One, the Father Creator. And she brought forth a man-child who is to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and to his throne. It speaks of the Messiah, and for those of us who believe in his first and second advent, it is Yeshua. He, his first coming. Verse 6, and the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. That means that she is in Israel. She fled from Israel into the desert for 3.5 years. Some preterists, those believe that the coming of the Messiah was fulfilled at the first advent of Yeshua, that this was at the time of the Bar Kokhba rebellion when Jerusalem was overrun by the Roman Empire, Titus. And the Jews fled into the wilderness to Masada. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. and the dragon fought against his angels. Now in another text, well, it will say that the dragon is Satan. And prevailed not, neither was a place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Satan, or the devil, or the dragon, has been trying to usurp the authority of God since the garden. And the Messiah, Yeshua, when he came the first time through Israel, the nation, and the woman travailed, and he overthrew in the heavenly realm the power of the dragon. And he rules in heaven, but the dragon is now on earth warring. And I heard a loud voice, verse 10, saying in heaven, now is come salvation. This was the Savior came. Now came salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him, we'll find out. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. In other words, they witnessed about, this is who he is. This is the man-child who has the rod of iron and rules from heaven. He rules the heavenly kingdoms now, the other dimensions. And those that overcome this world, overcome by the blood of Lamb, by continuing in their testimony of what Jesus Christ has done, and they do not love their lives unto death. They are no longer worldly, they are no longer carnal, and they are no longer compelled and ruled by their own lusts. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast to earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given two wings. Now here's the passage that we're going to get into. The woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for time, times, and half a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman. This is the key passage. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. The earth helped the woman. The earth helped the woman with floods and swallowed up the flood that came out of the dragon's mouth. And the dragon was angry with the woman. And he went to make war with a remnant of her seed, which keep at the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. He keeps the commandments of God. This is an important scripture because there are a lot of people who testify of Jesus Christ but do not keep the commandments of God. Let me share with you a proverb that I've been in lately that has really illustrated this. Proverbs 28. Here we go, Proverbs 28. One who turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer, shall be an abomination. Wow. You cannot turn. The law is fulfilled, written in our hearts, by the hand of the Spirit of God. And we keep those commandments because that is the validation of our walk with God. Proverbs 15:8, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but he loves him who follows righteousness. Harsh correction is for him who forsakes the way, and he who hates reproof will die. Hell and destruction are before the Lord. So how much more the hearts of the sons of men? Men choose their way. They choose their path. They choose by their own will the path in which they decide or determine to go. Now, what is this wilderness? Well, there's another woman. This is the woman. This is the church in the wilderness. And this precludes and talks about the woman in the wilderness, and the earth is helping her. It's very interesting that in a recent article it was brought up that the Napoleon, when he went out to his last battle at Waterloo, was defeated actually by an unusual weather season, because the volcano had gone off and changed the atmosphere, and the upper atmosphere changed the weather patterns over Europe. It rained for 2 months, and the battlefield was so muddy and so mucked up that he was defeated. He was defeated by what? The earth, and by the floods. And there was help. And Napoleon, who was financed by the Rothschilds, and that's another story. We're talking about the beast system and the kings that were making war against the Europeans at the time under the guise of, well, faux religions, people who did not keep the commandments of God but acknowledged that Christian God was the God, but they were causing wars and had blood and lusted and were adulterers. And this is Napoleon's testimony. It is not one of righteousness.